I would like to share with you all from Mark 4, 21 through 23 today that the Lord Jesus put upon my heart. It is in audio format for those who prefer audio over reading. I love seeing lives changed and transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit working in the lives of people when they hear God's word and apply it in their lives, as the Lord Jesus has helped me through his word to come to him and live for him even through the struggles of life. I have entitled today's devotional, What Do You Conceal? Mark 4 verses 21 through 23 says, he said to them, do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. The other day I learned about what Jesus was saying regarding a lamp and the function of the lamp. Today I decided to look at the second half of the passage. Jesus tells those around him three things. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed. Whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. There are important implications for our lives. Reading these words became very powerful to me because it brought to my mind the concept of sin. Earlier, Jesus had told those around him to be a lamp. A lamp gives light to those around them. It does no good hidden under a bowl or bed. When it comes to sin, we cannot hide in our sin for long because our sin will be exposed. When it comes to God, there are no secret sins. When people do things secretively, it is not like no one knows because God is carefully watching everything we do. This can be a blessing because when we are keen to the concept of God watching over us and we have given our life over to God, we will be conscious not to do things that displease Him. Even when we do them, our conscience will prick us. Jesus is giving a promise that no matter what we do, it will one day come out into the open. That can be really scary, especially if people engage in sins that others may see as shameful. But it can also be a blessing in disguise because we can be conscious of God watching over us and knowing what we do will one day come out into the open. Jesus does not say may or could come out into the open, but will come out. There is a definite promise here. If anyone who is willing to hear, Jesus wants them to take his word very seriously. I ask you now, dear friend, what do you conceal? Dear friend, whatever you have hidden and you know it is not from God, it will come out into the open. You cannot forever keep it hidden. Whether a person is engaged in pornography, masturbation, homosexuality, adultery, prostitution, fornication, premarital sex, etc., all you have to do is follow the recent news of what happened to New York Governor Eliot Spitzer and the prostitution scandal he has been associated with, dishonoring his family, his constituents, and most of all the Lord. In the process, he had to resign from his position as governor. Not only that, but this scandal has affected the life of a 22-year-old girl he was involved with, though he has a wife and three children of his own. Going back to the passage, it is very interesting that Jesus mentions a bowl and bed in his analogy. This has no direct relation to bowl and bed, but most sins that I have heard that people keep secretive fall under the sexual category. Once Satan has you in his grip in any of those areas mentioned above, he will direct you into darkness and secretiveness, making you a prisoner to what captivates you. Jesus knows about that and is giving a way out. Working with students and giving them scriptural principles to apply, I have learned that one of the best ways to defeat Satan in these areas is to share the struggle with someone close to you and ask them for prayer and accountability. It is, however, very important you do not share with just anybody. As long as Satan can make you do things in secret and not be ashamed unless it comes out into the open, he will have a grip on you that you cannot escape. There are times when the Lord supernaturally takes away those desires of people so they can escape Satan's grip altogether, but most of the time it involves a struggle that the Lord wants us to work through with his help, friend. The Lord tells us His grace is sufficient for us. He provides help through counseling, through close friends, accountability, which all need to fall under the word of God. Sexual sin are not the only sins that can be exposed, but any sin, it is better to have a clear conscience and on the side of the Lord than following the enemy. Friend, whatever you are struggling through and know it is a sin, do not give up on the Lord. When you mess up, go to the Lord in prayer, asking for forgiveness and His help. Do not let Satan condemn you to the point that you cannot go to the Lord anymore, for you always can go to the Lord. When you feel that you cannot go is when Satan will have you in his grasp and you'll start losing your conscience and become desensitized to the sin that overtakes you. Friend, Jesus said it is the sick that need the doctor and not the healthy. Jesus wants us to come to Him in our sickness of sin and not stay away. There are those that believe everything needs to be all right between you and the Lord for you to come before Jesus. That is far from the truth, friend. Jesus wants us to come to Him in our weaknesses as we are so He can work in us and through us, making His strength and power enable us to do His will, bringing Him honor and glory. God tells us in His word in the book of Genesis, sin is crouching at the door, and if you do not master it, it will master you. I do not want that for you, friend, nor do I want it for myself. I want to be following the master than be mastered by the enemy's way. I want that for you too, friend. Whatever you plan to do, no matter what rationalization you get from Satan, ask yourself these three questions. What if I'm doing is videotaped on hidden camera and displayed to the world to see? If it is against the word of God, will I be ashamed? Will it spoil my reputation? Question 2. What if I am doing is shown in a dream to someone the Lord chooses to bring correction in my life? Will I mind or be ashamed? Remember, the Lord has shown the sins of people to other people in their dreams, visions to correct them. An example is the sin of David revealed to Nathan. Question 3. What if my secret sin causes the loss of a loved one? In the Bible, we see that Achan's secret sin cost the lives of those around him. He did not think anyone would know. I have heard people say, it is better to die than living in a sin. I tell you that suicide is not the answer, friend, but Jesus Christ. Satan would not love anything more than you committing suicide. That is not the way of the Lord and is cowardly. Most of all, whatever action you want to engage in, no matter what the withdrawal or pull of temptation, ask yourself these questions. Is this action going to bring honor and glory to the Lord? Is this action what Jesus wants a follower of Him to engage in? Is this action a result of following on the Lord or the enemy? Secretive sins, whether they are sexual, backhand, business deals, etc., will cause destruction in our lives and those around us if we become desensitized to them. There are sins that are so hard to overcome and become addictive. Friend, is there a way out and is there hope then when a person cannot seem to stop doing what they're doing? Yes, friend, there is, and the answer is Jesus Christ and taking the help He provides. It will not be easy, friend, but the first step is admitting that we are powerless over a certain action that takes over us and we need the help of the Lord Jesus. Things that are hidden are usually a result of temptation, and God promises a way out for our temptation. We need to want it to receive it. Whatever I'm writing is not meant to say that we can overcome anything of our own free will, because from experience I can tell you it will not happen. Taking the help the Lord provides and resting in Him is the best way to overcome sin. I'm reminded of a kidney transplant patient. After a patient gets a kidney transplant, they have a kidney again, but are forever captive to medication. Otherwise, without taking the medication, their kidney will reject itself and they could die without another transplant and medication. If they decide they do not want medicine anymore but want to live the way they used to live, it will not work for them. In the same way, friend, each of us are dying as the virus known as sin has taken over us. We will continue to die on the inside and on the outside until we get a transplant. But the transplant comes with daily instructions to follow. What am I talking about? Friend, I'm talking about a heart transplant, where our sinful heart is transplanted with the heart of Jesus. This can happen because Jesus promises the Holy Spirit to come and reside with us when we turn to Him. When that happens, He will transplant Himself in our lives. Now our sinful heart and the blood that flows because Jesus died for us on the cross is transplanted by the Holy Spirit, and now we are covered by the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ that is flowing in us and is pumped in us when we believe what Jesus did for us and believe He came back to life to save us. Friend, just as a person needs to sacrifice their kidney to give someone else life, Jesus sacrificed Himself on the cross to give us His heart of love and became our donor. Now we need to accept what the donor wants to give us and let Him surgically remove the sin in our life and fill it with His presence and Holy Spirit so we can be restored from our dying body on the inside and outside. But this alone is not enough, friend, because we have to follow the instructions Jesus gives us so He can work in our lives. Just as a kidney transplant patient has to take daily medication forever so his kidney does not fail, we have to take the daily medication Jesus offers us forever without skipping it. His medication is the Word of God that is medicine to our soul. We need to not only take it, but let it work in our lives daily so Jesus does the work in us and through us through His Spirit and His Word. Friend, a kidney transplant patient takes medication through his mouth. We need to take the Word of God through our ears and eyes, digesting it daily, putting into practice what we have received. Otherwise, when we go our own way, we open ourselves to the enemy. Instead, when we focus our mind, heart, soul, and strength always on Jesus through prayer and His Word, we can live a victorious life. I truly, with all my heart, believe that there is hope and deliverance for all in Jesus Christ, no matter what they're going through, friend. The Word of God says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Friend, being a follower of Christ is not one day saying the sinner's prayer and going our own way. Satan will not make it easy for us, but we have Jesus to lean on to and do everything He tells us by taking the best medication He offers from His Word. This means following His Word and principles as you seek the Lord in prayer. This could mean getting counseling, accountability, etc., which are all biblical concepts that the Lord will reveal to help you as you are in prayer. No matter what you are going through, do not give up. Our God is a merciful Lord and desires to help you. Yes, He does. Even when we feel we are being punished, it does not mean the Lord has left us. Do not take it as punishment, but take it as our Heavenly Father's loving discipline to help us go the right path. In closing, friend, I would like to share a counseling poem with problem solution that I wrote for students and non-students struggling with an addiction years ago. It is called Altering Addiction Through Another Alternative. Addiction to whatever you're going through, you cannot quit. You're going down the pit. Addiction eating you bit by bit. You're suffering a fit, making addiction no myth. Cause addiction to blank hits your brain. Your immunity to stress it did drain. Cannot yourself train. Cause addiction is in rain. Addiction to blank did your life bake. making addiction into a poisonous cake, cause your life's control it did take, every day giving you problems when you awake, addiction to blank gave your brain a burn, making you mourn, cannot rehab, able to learn, everything will be okay when to Jesus you turn, addicted to Jesus is the right way, without any withdrawals each day, this is what you should say, whether addiction is in any month such as May, your addiction to blank Jesus will cast, and in time you'll feel better at last, cause Jesus will give you therapy that's the best that can pass any test and give you a healthy rest, covering you with a healing vest. All you gotta do is turn to Him. Even when your chances are slim, He will make you win and save you from all your sin. Jesus' love for you is so deep that even to addiction to blank cannot you keep. Instead from addiction trouble you can leap, giving addiction to blank a tearful weep. Amen. Friend, I would want to now close us in prayer as I give these last statements. May we rest in the Lord Jesus always and know His love for us, realizing He does forgive time after time as we seek Him in repentance. May you make Romans 7 and 8 your prayer when struggling through sin. Friend, concealing offenses now can explode always later. So remember, friend, what do you conceal? And turn to the Lord in prayer and say these words, my friend, and mean it in your heart. And Jesus will work in you and take care of you, friend. Dear Lord Jesus, your word is so powerful that it makes me tremble at times because of the power of it. Thank you so much for how much you teach us. You, O Lord, know the secret sins of our lives. You know what we hide and the masks we wear. We are so sorry for our sin and ask you to please forgive us and heal us. We cannot do it on our own, but we need your supernatural help, no matter what the sin is. When you talked about hidden things, sexual sin came to mind because of hearing tons of stories about sexual sin and its devastating effect on people's lives. Most pastors or priests' lives that have been destructive occurred because of sexual sin. Even King David's life and kingdom was forever affected by sexual sin. We even see the effect of sexual sin in some of the nation's leaders' lives, O Lord. You can deliver us from any sin, no matter what it is. Help us to take the help you provide in humility and grace. Thank you so much, Jesus. Jesus, we need the transplant you offer us so we can come to you and ask you for it. So we do come to you, Lord. Please cover us in your precious blood flowing through our heart, for we believe what you did on the cross and need your help. Help us, O Lord, for the glory and honor of your name, delivering us and setting us free. Thank you so much with the medication you give us. And our willingness to take it, Satan cannot take over. Thank you so much, Jesus, that I do not have the words to say. Thank you for paying the price for us and becoming our donor. We love you, Lord, and ask you to live in us and work in us, please. We acknowledge you as our Lord and personal Savior and take the medication you provide for us daily. Your word has become our medication to live for you and serve you. Help us not to forget to take our medication, for when we do forget, we give the enemy a footstool. Thank you so much, Jesus, for your help. Thank you for being our Lord and personal Savior. Thank you that you have heard us and answered us. Thank you, whatever we ask in your name, it will be done. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Friend, if you have prayed this prayer and meant it in your heart, you are a new creation in Christ, and all old things are passed away, and everything has become new. You may feel something or may not, but don't base it on feelings, but base it on your new life in Christ, on the promises of our Savior, who will never leave you nor forsake you. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Friend, no matter what you feel in your heart, Know that Jesus has come in and resides with you. You are not alone. To make your walk strong with the Lord, spend time in prayer talking to Him as you would to a friend. You don't need special words to talk to the Lord. Spend time in His Word, reading Psalms and turning them into prayers. Next, allow God to heal you and speak to you through the Gospel of John or Gospel of Mark before moving on to other books of the Bible. Slowly let the Lord show you to which scriptures He wants you to go next. It is also important to be part of a body of believers to help you grow in the faith. Find a Bible-believing church that preaches the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, proclaiming Jesus Christ our crucified and risen Lord, who brings us hope, healing, and help. But be aware of churches who do believe in the Word of God completely, but there is no freedom in Christ but legalism involved. As a student, it is not too late to join a fellowship on campus too. This blessed new year of 2008, may the Lord's presence and peace fill you with His love, now and forever. Amen. Friend, feel free to email me at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com. That is REDDY, the number 4, HisGlory2004@yahoo.com. If you want to meet to study the Bible, pray with, talk about spiritual issues or whatever is on your mind, my number is 412-720-4579. You can reach me anytime, friend. Friend, I want to close with this Bible verse. This is my work, and I can do it only because Christ's mighty energy is at work within me. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Have a good day, my friend.